Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Live from the Jay House here in Greenwich, Connecticut, Westchester Talk Radio presents Greenwich and Stanford B2B Networking Business Event hosted by the Jay House. This is the second year it's being done. How are you doing? My name is Jim Cleefield. I'm your co-host for the night, along with my good friend and co-host Laura Smith will be joining us later, and the Mixmaster, Maddie the K-Mackhead, our great engineer. And we want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, and Robeson. Don't forget to download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store, Westchester Talk. Like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and you can follow us on Instagram, too. We are at Shark Creative. And yes, it is a festive atmosphere, as you can hear in the background here. We're in the lower level of the Jay House. There's some just wonderful exhibitors here. We have some fine artwork that's here. We have food samples. We have spirit tasting. We have live music being performed by a local band here, Harvey Morris and Deep Cover Groove. They are based in Greenwich. They perform in the local area, and they're getting down to the beat, if you will, tonight. And just so much more. So many vendors being represented tonight. And again, this is the second year it's being done here, and it was a success last year, and they're doing it once again. And my first guest tonight joining us, he has a business in Greenwich. His name is Carlos Lithgow, and he is the president of Cal Insurance. Before we do, by the way, I want to let you know a programming note, and Cal, you'll be interested in this as well, and that Fairfield County Talk Radio in October, coming soon. Fairfield County Talk Radio. Be sure to join us for that. Good to have you with us here tonight.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
You said this is your first time here?
No, I've been to this party probably 3 or 4 years in a row. It's a great network. I mean, you see Andy schmoozing with everybody and just some great synergies between businesses, small and mid-sized and large, and customers, and it's just a good environment to do some good networking.
Yes, I mean, it really benefits a lot of local businesses here. It was such a success last year, they said, let's do it again, right?
Yes, it does. I try to come every year. I know this year they did in September. That's fine. We're here. It's raining out. But even with a pouring downpour today, there's still a good 1,000 to 1,500 people here. It's a large crowd. It's wall-to-wall.
Yeah, even the bad weather couldn't keep people away. I mean, they were anxious to come here tonight. So what are your impressions of what you've seen so far?
I just walked in like 5 minutes ago, and Andy grabbed me and said, hey, come on in the air and talk about things. And obviously, I know the Jay House. It's a wonderful hotel. It's got an amazing amount of rooms and great food, great drinks. And so I'm ready to have a good time.
Yeah, it is. I mean, there's just so much here. So much really to see and do and experience. And again, it's all about B2B, you know, that face-to-face contact, you know, networking, and that's what this night is really all about.
That's right, that's right. It doesn't matter. And again, everybody's got competition. Everybody's in similar sectors. It doesn't matter. I got friends that are, I'm in the insurance business. I have friends in the insurance business, in the banking business that we compete. We try sometimes to work together. It doesn't matter. It's all about getting the message out and knowing, having people know what you do. That's what it is.
Well, for those of you who are not familiar with the Jay House, it's a boutique hotel. It's very unique, and they cater to the distinguished traveler. It's really all about the three C's, comfort, convenience, and connectivity, and that's kind of represented here when you come to this hotel. It's really, really a unique place.
No question about it. It's just a great forum. It's a great place, and hopefully the rain will stop and we can go outside. It was a very hot and humid day today, and I'm sure people might jump in the pool later.
I don't blame them for doing that. So tell us more about what you do.
Good, good. So I have a local office here in Greenwich. We do property and casualty insurance and some benefits. We do a lot of small business insurance. We do some planning for executives. We do long-term care insurance. One thing I talked about Andy last year was that a lot of our parents are in that, you know, 70, 80-year-old range, not sure how to help them out in terms of planning for the younger generation so they don't end up where they need to have the care and don't have the money to pay for it. So we sell a lot of hybrid products that can take care of them no matter what happens in life. They're insured, and a lot of these products are guaranteed.
Yeah, we do have a growing population in both Westchester and Fairfield counties. It really is kind of a nationwide problem, too. It's not just our area.
For sure. And whether you're in South Florida or Alaska, we're all in the same, you know, same situation where at one point in our life, we can't be self-sufficient, and we need to have the right things in place now to protect our future well-being.
Well, if anybody would like more information about your services, again, you just catered to the Fairfield County area. What about Westchester also?
I'm licensed in 6-7 states. I do some work international. I have a lot of executives that live in Europe half the year, live in South America half the year, are clients of mine. And whether it's the planning side or in the business side, they can call me at 203-900-3353 or go to my website, calics.com, calics.com.
Carlos Lithgow, president of Cal Insurance here in Greenwich, Connecticut. Thank Thanks for joining us on this very steamy, rainy night. Glad you can make it. Hope you have some fun.
You got it. Thanks so much. I appreciate the time.
Thank you, Carlos. Carlos Lithgow, again, president of Cal Insurance in Greenwich, Connecticut. And we're broadcasting live, Westchester Talk Radio is, from the J House here in Greenwich on a very steamy, rainy night. And even the bad weather isn't keeping anybody away. It's a real festive atmosphere tonight. It's the second year that this has been done. It was done in June of 2017. And just really a fun night ahead. My name is Jim Cleefield. Just a reminder, you're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. Again, Fairfield County Talk Radio, coming in October. Stay with us for that. We'll be back with more. Laura will join us in just a moment.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community, as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio,
powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative,
and made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit safesecurevital.com.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and we are being broadcast tonight and produced by Shark Creative. We're also made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Reverso Associates, Facelifts Painting, and the White Plains YMCA. Well, you hear the music, it's a party. The First Bank of Greenwich's business-to-business B2B networking party. And wow, despite the fact that there are torrential rains outside, there are a lot of people partying in here and meeting one another and networking, because that's what it's all about. The First Bank of Greenwich really has a different way of doing business with the community, and this is showing one way in which they want people to join out or join each other and reach out to each other to network. Well, my guest right now is Michael Lehman. He's the CEO of Borelli Partners Insurance in Purchase, New York. Well, Purchase and Greenwich, what's the combination? Hi, welcome.
Hi. The combination is simple. We've been around for 40, 45 years. We're a full-service investment insurance brokerage company, insurance agency. We've been providing services, insurance services, to both homeowners and businesses in the Sound Shore area for 40 years. We're here to fully support the Bank of Greenwich and Frank Guadio. We're very, very happy to be supporting them and the community.
So I've heard that they really do business differently than other banks. I'm sure as an insurance company, you're used to dealing with, you know, financial institutions. Tell me what you think is different about the First Bank of Greenwich.
So they act locally, which is really, really important, because you want your banker to know you. You want to be able to walk into the bank and have them recognize you and understand exactly what type of business that you need and that you provide. Or on the customer banking side, just what type of banking services you need. Same thing on the insurance side that we provide. What we're doing is looking to get to know our clients as well as we possibly can, to sit down and do a 360 review on either their life, their assets, their liabilities, any way we can really help. And the First Bank of Greenwich does exactly that. They act locally, bank locally, and insure locally.
And do you also, what are the guiding principles at Borelli Partners? Do you have some of the similar types of belief system? You've been around for 40 years. That's an awfully long time. What would you have to say to the First Bank of Greenwich about, you know, what that's like to be in business like that? It's an institution, basically, as they are, too. Tell us what you have in common.
Terrific. Well, we have a lot in common, to be honest with you, and it gets back to everybody wants to be heard. Everybody wants to be the most important person in the room when you're focusing on them. And what we do is we sit down, we talk to everybody, we listen a lot, which a lot of business folks sometimes tend not to do. But when you listen to your customers and you act appropriately and you look out for them and they're the first piece of business and the most important person in the room, then everything seems to work out well. And as long as you're high moral character, high ethical character, and you focus on doing the right thing all the time, things work out in the end.
Great, timely advice. Absolutely. Thank you so much. Michael Lehman, CEO of Borelli Partners Insurance in Purchase, New York, here at the B2B networking party put on by the First Bank of Greenwich. What a fun time tonight. Have you danced at all yet, Michael?
No, I haven't. I actually was here a bit late because of the torrential rains that you mentioned, but we're going outside as soon as the sun comes up and enjoy the show and enjoy all the great people here.
It's wonderful. It really is a great party. We're downstairs with all these fantastic artists. We've got great food tonight. So many businesses taking part, some of them in Greenwich and some of them also in Westchester, like Borelli Partners with Michael Lehman. But we're happy to be here, and we're going to be talking to more people and kind of just joining in with the great scene that's going on here. Lots of bands, lots of parties, and lots of food. It's all good. We're here with Westchester Talk Radio, and I'm Laura Smith.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from J House in Greenwich tonight for the networking event, the First Bank of Greenwich's B2B networking party. Well, we're made possible by our friends at Entergy and also by and from Durante Rentals, Genesis Exhibits, J.P. McHale Pest Management, Michael Labriola Incorporated, and Salem Golf Club. Also, were made possible by Shark Creative. Well, speaking of Durante Rentals, we have somebody here that is probably pretty well known to our listeners here on Westchester Talk Radio. John Durante is one of the owners at Durante Rentals, and he's here at the party tonight, and I'm wondering what the connection is between Durante Rentals, which everyone hears about all the time, and the First Bank of Greenwich.
Thank you. So, first of all, what a party. This is unbelievable at the J House here. I'm happy that First Bank of Greenwich is coming to Westchester, so now they're not just a Connecticut company, they are a Westchester company as well. So how we came to First Bank of Greenwich was my wife and I, on a personal level, were trying to refi our personal condo. And we had owned the condo next door as well, which we had as an investment. And although my wife and I both had 800-plus credit scores, we had unbelievable credit, we had some money in the bank because of Dodd-Frank and because I'm a private business owner, we got rejected from every major bank. Chase Bank, Santander, Citibank, Webster Bank even declined us, and every single one had said, "We're really sorry, but under Dodd-Frank, because you're a private business owner and the depreciation you have on your business, which a lot of business owners have, we cannot write these loans." Even though every one of those banks was giving me business loans, I was buying property under the business, and there was no... So a good friend of ours, a mutual friend, that introduced me to the First Bank of Greenwich, and they said, "You really need to talk to them. You know, they really try hard to be different. They try to work outside the box. They try to, if there's a way to say yes, they try to find that way to say yes." So I went to First Bank of Greenwich. I met with Frank Gaudio, the CEO of Greenwich, and we sat down. I presented everything to him, and he said, "I don't see why we can't get this done. He said it still needs to pass underwriting, but let's get it to them. We got it to underwriting, and they approved it. It still took a year to get the refi done, only because of Dodd-Frank, and they kept apologizing, we need to make sure every I is dotted, every T is crossed, but at the end of the day, they got it done. So it took 3 years, I got rejected for 2 years, when we never should have. It's a bad law, and First Bank of Greenwich got it done about 2 weeks before the first rate increase that happened, 2 years ago? So we literally got it done right on time, and First Bank of Greenwich did it for us. Since then, you know, we still do use other banks on commercial stuff, but First Bank of Greenwich is one of them now. So on the corporate side, they've become part of our banking network. They've done a few commercial loans for us. They have my own personal loan now, and we do have a banking relationship with them as well. They're amazing. They really, I'm going to use, I forget which bank it is, but when every other bank says no, First Bank of Greenwich says yes. So.
That is an incredible story, John Durante. Wow. I mean, and you know, it's hard. Obviously, it's money, and you think banks are institutions. Everybody is basically a number at the end of the day. But it sounds like this really brought it home to you, how personal it was to you, and what a difference that it made.
Oh, 100%. And you know, when you said it is the numbers, when we were doing the numbers, the refi was astronomical. I mean, it was hundreds of thousands of dollars a year 15 years from now, you know, when the loans ended, if we could have got them refied. So it was very personal. It's real money. You know, you might not be paying it now, but you're getting it. You are seeing it one day in my lifetime. I will have that savings. And if no other bank got it done for me, if First Bank of Greenwich didn't get it done for me, we weren't seeing that money. So it was very personal. They clearly have my business because of it. And I was at one of the, I joined the advisory board after that loan had happened. So I am a member of the Greenwich Advisory Board. And at the first board meeting I went to, there's probably 100 people in the room. And, you know, everybody had to introduce themselves. And one person stand up and said, I'd like to tell a personal story. And it was my story. And then another person stood up and said, I'd like to tell a personal story. And it was my story. And, you know, a lot of people stood up and said, I want to tell, you know, obviously it wasn't John Durante's story, but it was their version of John Durante's story. And it was, you know, I sat there and said, wow, like, what a bank, like, you know, to do that. And they didn't do anything. You know, I'm a great credit risk. My wife is a great credit risk. They didn't do anything that you would look at and say, oh, my God, that's really risky, or that was a stupid move for the bank. You have two people who both have jobs, who both have 800 credit scores, who pay all their bills, no credit card debt, and yet Dodd-Frank wouldn't let it happen. And they figured out, you know, they found a way to make it happen. So
that's an incredible story. I'm really happy for you. You know, really, it's people like you that make America great, and truly, you need people like the people at the First Bank of Greenwich to support that. Because, like you said, when there's bad laws on the books or whatever, and they did, they came through. And now apparently they're opening in Westchester, so that's even more convenient for you. But John Durante, I'm happy for you. I know that you have a great relationship with all of us here at Shark Creative, and we just really, I'm happy for you, and thank you so much. We appreciate all you do for us as well.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on the air.
Absolutely. And go dance. Great bands here. What a party. It's the B2B networking event of the year from the First Bank of Greenwich. And it is absolutely phenomenal here at the J House, where there are business owners connecting with other business owners. And they are all part of one umbrella of a family, which is the First Bank of Greenwich. Spectacular stuff. We're grateful to be here representing as Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith.
Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals and Grey Rock Florist in Armonk and Valhalla, respectively. Chocolate treats from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. Lunch for up to 20 provided by Sundance Kitchen in White Plains. A visit from Oasis Day Spa in Dobbs Ferry featuring their on-site massage chair. Website and SEO consultation with MSM Designs. A four-pack of tickets to the Capitol Theater in Portchester. A consultation with Jay Hilburn personal stylist Nancy Carr. And 3 months of Shark Creative's on-hold messaging service.
And here's the kicker.
quicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize, a visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo! Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at westchestertalkradio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative. Made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from Jay House in Greenwich. Well, we're produced by Shark Creative, and we're made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, and Robeson. Just incidentally, just so you know, coming up in the fall, we are going to be expanding our radio broadcasting to Fairfield County. That's right. It's going to be Fairfield County Talk Radio. Looking forward to that starting in October. Well, here we are at Jay House. Been here before many times because it's just such a fantastic hotel located so perfectly, like right on the line of Greenwich and near Old Greenwich too. And it's just a beautiful hotel. But tonight, something incredible is going on. It is the First Bank of Greenwich's B2B networking event, and what a party. I mean, incredible party. So my guest right now is somebody very special to the Jay House. He is Michael Scandariato.
Great job.
Yeah.
So, I'm Mike Scandariato. I'm the general manager here at the Jay House, and we're really proud to be hosting such a great event to promote the First Bank of Greenwich. It's really a great event. A number of the local businesses in town coming out, showcasing their products and services. A lot of food, beverages, and live music. What else do you need to have a great time here? Really something. It's my first. I came on board here in March, and they do it every year. And I knew it was a big event to begin with, but just from the turnout today and just everyone having a great time, it really is spectacular.
I've heard so many incredible stories about how the First Bank of Greenwich is just, they go above and beyond. They do things so differently. They're hyper-local, but they're expanding into Westchester as well. And they really give personal businesses, a lot of businesses say they do, they apparently truly come through on it. Jay House. I'm back from the day when I remember it being the old Howard Johnson's, right? And you could see it from 95. And now it's this beautiful, swanky, gorgeous, is it a 4-star, 5-star hotel? I mean, it's really fabulous.
Oh, yeah, we're a 4-star hotel. The developer, John Ferrari, really saw the potential with this building. As you mentioned, it was an 86-room Howard Johnson, completely gutted, and just, you know, no expense was spared with this property. What I call it is, I call it a simple luxury with personality. Something, you know, obviously boutique, you know, we're a non-branded hotel. It's the first Jay House. There could be an opportunity for other properties in the future. But it's something you would see in maybe Miami, Vegas, New York, and to have it in a suburb of Greenwich is really something special. I think business travelers, well, even leisure travelers today, are really looking for an alternative to your, you know, standard branded cookie cutter hotel, and that's exactly what we give them here. A fresh new concept with personality here. Obviously, with all of the luxuries that you would expect from a full-service hotel, room service, a beautiful, gorgeous restaurant, a pool with cabanas, just creating. Really, what we're here to do is create an experience like no other for the business traveler, the leisure guest coming to the area, and people are generally very, very pleased when they come here. One thing we're really trying to do is get the word out. We've been here for 6 years, but we're still trying to bring awareness to the local market. And this event is certainly helpful for us too. And people coming in here and they're just really, really pleased. Some people haven't heard of us. Some people haven't been here before. And we're touring people around the hotel, and everyone is just very pleasantly surprised at what they're seeing. And we're having a very great year this year actually, and we're really. Going to go with the momentum into the future as we continue to grow in this market.
I love this place. I started coming here about 5 years ago, and I remember coming here, and there was a musician playing in the restaurant area, and I was having a great meal with friends. We met some people that we had never met before and started talking, became fast friends. It really is unique in our area. So lucky to have it here. What does the J stand for in J House?
Well, it's John, the owner-developer. His name is John, so it's John's house. And he also has a daughter by the name of Julie. So, it could be named, the J is just a letter, obviously, that has meaning. And it's something, you know, when you think of the J House, it's a name that just brings, something that you want to experience. It sounds interesting. And I think it's a name that really just reflects just the uniqueness of the property.
Couldn't agree with you more. And tonight's event, this B2B event, bringing people in Greenwich and Westchester together for this networking event that doesn't feel like it's, you're doing something that's put on by a bank in Greenwich. It feels, you would think that that isn't maybe not so personal. This is one of the best parties I think I've been to all year long. And I have a feeling I'm going to be back again next year because this is the place to be. It's a one. There's hundreds of people here tonight. How many came out, do you think?
I would say upwards of probably 1,800 to 2,000 people tonight.
Amazing. Well, congratulations on putting on something like this while still running an incredibly beautiful hotel. Thank you very, very much, Michael.
Well, thank you. And I do want to make an announcement. So we have a great restaurant. We've had one for some time now. If you haven't been here, we have a beautiful, gorgeous dining room with a really gorgeous bar. And we have a patio area for outdoor dining that's very, very popular in the summer months. We're really pleased to announce that we've partnered with I like to call him a local celebrity, actually, because a lot of people in the area know him. His name is Tony Capasso. He ran another local restaurant for several years. I think it was 10 years, called Valbella, which is very close by. Then he ran Gabriel's, an Italian steakhouse. So we've partnered up with him, actually. He's come on board with us since May. And we're launching an Italian steakhouse concept called Tony's. And that's going to be coming later this fall. And we're really excited about it because we really built this concept around him. He's been in this market for over 20 years. People love him. He's just, really is, like I said, a local celebrity, a personality. And he really creates a great experience for people. And he draws a big crowd here. And we're really excited just to have him to be a part of this and being able to create something special with him.
Michael Scandariaco. I know I'm saying that with a bit of an accent, but it's a beautiful name. Fantastic. Thank you so much for inviting us to J House, your house, as the manager of this fantastic, beautiful hotel in downtown. Well, is it downtown? On the outskirts of, around Greenwich, Connecticut, Old Greenwich, also just a wonderful place to be. And have your next event here, right? Because you guys obviously do events.
Oh, absolutely. Weddings, bar mitzvahs, corporate gatherings, Christmas party, holiday parties, office socials. I mean, you name it, and we can accommodate any type of event.
Wonderful stuff. Thank you again, Michael. Here we are at the B2B event, the networking party of the year, put on by the First Bank of Greenwich. It is such an incredible event. Four bands and a marching band to boot. Lots of great food, artists, vendors, you name it, business people here all doing what they do best for the First Bank of Greenwich, and that is becoming partners and friends in the making. I'm Laura Smith for Westchester Talk Radio.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
We're back. Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, broadcasting live from Jay House in Greenwich. We're produced today by Shark Creative, and we're made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Reverso Associates, Facelifts Painting, and the White Plains YMCA. We're here tonight because, well, it is a party of all parties. It's the B2B networking party put on by the First Bank of Greenwich, and it is just amazing. There are literally almost 2,000 people here tonight, four bands, many restaurants, and a whole lot of businesses that are networking. That's what it's all about, and getting together. It's like Old Friends Week here, and it's really fantastic. This is my first year here, but this is an incredible place to be for networking and creating new friendships. Well, my friend right here is Robert Chaffee. He is the COO and co-founder of Progressive Computing in Yonkers. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
So you are here. You're based in Yonkers, but you're here at the Greenwich B2B. What's the connection here?
Well, I was, you know, you mentioned networking, so I was invited to come to an Insperity event here a couple months ago because we're one of Insperity's customers, and we met the CEO of the bank, Frank, who invited me to this event. So I said, hey, why not? I mean, it seems like a great location, and his idea of a large networking event like this seemed very appealing to me, and I'm glad I came.
Isn't it amazing? I mean, really, they went all out.
Really. I mean, if you're not here, you're really missing an awesome networking event. There's a lot of great people, just good times, good food, good drink, and just a lot of really friendly people who are open to conversation.
You know, it's interesting when you talk about friendly and open and things like this. When you think about, a bank, and we're talking about the First Bank of Greenwich, you don't necessarily think, oh, warm and fuzzy and party and everything. But what I'm hearing about the First Bank of Greenwich is that they truly are unique in the sense that they are so personal. They get to know their customers. Every day feels like this, apparently, at the First Greenwich Bank.
I can tell you just from being here, and quite frankly, I don't really know the bank that well, and I only met Frank one time, but I can just tell instantly that this, every word that you just said is absolutely true. It's very clear to me that Frank is a consummate networker, and he understands the value of relationships and connecting with people. It's just really apparent at this event. I'm glad to be here.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about Progressive Computing in Yonkers, your business that you're the COO of and the co-founder. Tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. So we're an IT services provider where we provide total computer support for a flat monthly fee, typically to small and mid-sized companies throughout the Westchester and greater area beyond that, generally the New York City tri-state area. And we provide everything from virtual help desk all the way up to virtual chief or VCTO, virtual chief technology officer type services. We basically maintain the network where we're like your on-site IT department.
That's big, I know, for every company. You know, we rely on you people very, very much so. So congratulations. How many years have you been in business?
We're coming up, well, actually, we passed our 25th year back in February, so we're actually coming probably closer to now to 26. We've just hired our 22nd employee. We have two or three open positions, so we're growing fast. We've been growing at a rate of about 22-23% for the last couple of years, and there really is no end in sight. Like you alluded to, if I could put in different words, technology is like food these days. Back in the 90s, it was a luxury, but these days, no business can survive without technology, and I guess I just picked the right business to be in.
That's really exciting. What's your website so people can find you? You said you have some positions open.
Certainly. So people can find us at www.progressivecomputing.com. Or they can reach us by phone at 914-375-3009.
Thank you so much. Once again, Robert Chaffee, the COO and co-founder of Progressive Computing. Thank you so much for your perspective tonight, and continue enjoying the party.
thank you for having me, and I most certainly will be enjoying the rest of the evening.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. It's been a great evening. B2B, it's all about business to business here with the First Bank of Greenwich and their incredible event, their networking event here in Greenwich. It has been so wonderful tonight. It's winding down just a little bit, but there are plenty of people still here enjoying the food, looking at the art, talking to new friends, and making new business connections as well. I'm Laura Smith for Westchester Talk Radio.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio.
Powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative.
And made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit SafeSecureVinyl.com.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and we're broadcasting live from J House in Greenwich tonight. We're produced by Shark Creative, and we're made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center. Also, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, and Robeson. Well, here we are at the B2B networking event. This is from the First Bank of Greenwich. They are the ones putting it on, and it is one of the best parties I think I have been to in a very long time. And I say party, even though it's a networking event, it really truly is the most festive, the most fun I think I've ever been to a networking event for businesses, B2B. But here we are at the J House, which is such an incredible backdrop for an event like this. Such a cool vibe, such a beautiful hotel. We're so lucky to have it here in Greenwich. Well, my guest right now is the owner of Tony's Restaurant and the head of food and beverage at J House. He's very famous around these parts. Tony Capasso, so nice to see you.
Hello, Laura. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. So I heard that you are now taking over the restaurant, and you've got this great new concept, and it's going to be wonderful, called Tony's.
This is true. We'll be launching Tony's in probably the next 5 to 6 weeks. I've had a lot of experience in Greenwich. I've been here over 20 years, and I look forward to the new venture.
So you were a part of Gabriel's, I believe, and Valbella. I used to go to, well, I still do Gabriel's all the time, but now you're going to be here. Will you be still in the other restaurants as well, or just focused here on J House?
I never heard of those two restaurants before in my life. I'm sorry, no. But yes, I was there for a long time. They were great places. I got a lot of experience there. This is the first time I've ever had personal ownership, and I'm just excited to be part of it.
You're an icon in Greenwich, and people know that when your name is attached to it, that they're going to get nothing but the best service and also the most delicious food. Tell us all about the new concept for Tony's here at J House.
It's going to be a take off on what I was before. It'll have an Italian vibe with some fresh fish every night and fresh steaks and always a lot of trivia. I'm known for my trivia, Laura. As a matter of fact, what is the only food that doesn't spoil?
That doesn't spoil?
And it could be your pet name for your significant other.
Honey.
Honey, of course, is correct, my dear. No question.
I thought peanut butter didn't spoil either.
Let's not even go there, Laura, please.
Oh, I'm so excited about what you're going to do here. So you say 5 to 6 weeks. Is it really, truly going to be 5 to 6 weeks?
I was hoping sooner than that, but listen, my prayers are first to second week of October, no question, and I can't wait to do it. It's been a lifelong dream for me to be an owner in Greenwich, and honestly, I've met so many beautiful people over the last 20 years. I just can't wait to celebrate my first ownership and to do the right job. It's something I've always wanted.
Well, I can only imagine how special it's going to be. I don't know if you're having some kind of a, you know, opening night party, but we might want to get on that list.
Laura, you know you're on the list. It's done already. And yeah, we should have a big party. All these people I've known for so long, and honestly, I just can't wait for it to go on. And I don't know if you've been to the J House, but the J House is something special. I came here, and it wasn't a lot of business. It's a beautiful hotel. It has great bones. It's a boutique hotel, and it just didn't have a lot of business. And I think it's been waiting for a person to know and a dish to love, and I think I can bring both to the dance.
Well, it's about people at the end of the day. And Tony, you are a people person. You reach out to the people. People know you. And you are with your food and your personality, you're going to magnetize people to this place. I have been here before, but I know it's going to be spectacular what you do. Are you in charge of the wine selections as well?
I hired a sommelier named Julian Whitley. And we worked together to make a beautiful list. And he's doing a great job with it. And from my experience, I know what my people want and love. And I'm just enhancing the list. And when I open it in the second week, I should have all the cherries and these special wines that should be needed. And it should be available from anybody who doesn't want to go for an expensive bottle of wine. It'll be friendly to anybody in Greenwich, from any middle class to the upper class. I want to be busy 7 days a week. That's my mission.
It will be, of that I have no doubt. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. I can't wait until Tony's opens here at J House. It will be the perfect complement to this beautiful hotel. Fantastic stuff here tonight with the First Bank of Greenwich's B2B networking event. It's been very special. And Tony is just the cherry on top.
Cherry on top is beautiful. Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody. Have a beautiful day. Thank you for coming to the J House and listening. I'm looking forward to seeing you soon.
Grazie, bravissimo. Wonderful, thank you so much from Tony Capasso, the new owner of Tony's at J House. Tonight from the B2B networking event with the First Bank of Greenwich, I'm Laura Smith for Westchester Talk Radio.
Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? Really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals and Grey Rock Florist in Armonk and Valhalla, respectively. Chocolate treats from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. Lunch for up to 20 provided by Sundance Kitchen in White Plains. A visit from Oasis Day Spa in Dobbs Ferry featuring their on-site massage chair. Website and SEO consultation with MSM Designs. A 4-pack of tickets to the Capitol Theater in Portchester. A consultation with Jay Hilburn personal stylist Nancy Carr. And 3 months of Shark Creative's on-hold messaging service.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize, a visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo! Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at westchestertalkradio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative, made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
And welcome back, everybody. We're here live at the J House in Greenwich, Connecticut, here for the Greenwich and Stanford B2B networking event. It's been a very festive evening here, despite the heavy rain we experienced earlier tonight. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with my co-host and good friend Laura Smith and the mixmaster Maddie the K-Mac and our wonderful engineer. And we want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower, Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, and Robeson. And joining us, our very next guest here, she represents Bouvier Insurance, and she's going to be our next guest.
But first, Jim, please remind everybody that Fairfield County Talk Radio is coming soon. That's right. This October, Fairfield County Radio will be coming.
You heard it right here, folks. Again, that's coming October, Fairfield County Talk Radio. We're all looking forward to that. Now, again, we're talking to Suzanne. She's with Bouvier Insurance. And, again, 7 locations throughout Connecticut, the nearest one here in Stanford, where we're broadcasting from. Suzanne, is your first time here? It's the second year they've done it. We've had a lot of fun here.
This has been a tremendous networking event supporting the business community, and we are so proud that this is our first year of being a part of it.
What's your first year?
This is our first year. We were invited by the hostess this evening, and it's an amazing event.
Yeah, where we're broadcasting from, by the way, we're down to the lower level where the exhibitors are, the lower floor. There's some wonderful artwork that's been on displays by several vendors. We've sampled some food. There's been spirit tastings, all kinds of good things here, just like they did last year.
Absolutely. And what struck us the most is the energy here from the business owners who really are looking to support the other businesses. So it's a tremendous event. We haven't seen anything like this in the state of Connecticut before. So again, we'll be back next year as well.
Yeah, it's only the second year, but I have a feeling it's going to get bigger and bigger over a period of time as this continues. No doubt it's going to be that.
Exactly. If we can just order better weather next year, we'll be all set. It was a little warm in here.
Well, I think despite the weather, I think the attendance was terrific. I mean, almost as big as last year. I mean, I'm not sure exactly how many were here, but it seemed pretty crowded tonight.
They were expecting between 1,000 and 2,000 people, and I think we were in here wall to wall when the rains came down. So I think it definitely was closer to 2,000 people. So that was great.
It certainly is worth it here. So, I mean, you know, the J House, it's my second time here. It's a really unique location for an event like this. It's a boutique hotel, for those of you who aren't familiar with it. And you know, they just did a fantastic job of hosting this and having it here.
Absolutely. I mean, it's gorgeous. How can you not enjoy spending an evening here? First class all the way.
Let's talk about more what you do about Bouvier Insurance. So what exactly is that?
Bouvier Insurance, we started in 1959 by Robert Bouvier. He is the father. He has since passed, but he has left his legacy to his children. And they have five principals that actually oversee the day-to-day operations of our organization. So we do anything from personal insurance, homes, auto, life insurance, to commercial lines, to group health. I know health insurance is a big bone of contention for a lot of people, especially businesses. So we actually have an extensive health insurance team as well that works with us.
Yeah, we're getting into that enrollment period. I know it makes people really anxious, and perhaps companies like yourself kind of weave them through the process. It's very complicated because it's not a one-size-fits-all. Everybody's needs are different, and that's where you come in to help, right?
That is exactly right. Unlike a lot of people talk about the internet and researching insurance companies, we actually live and work in the communities we serve. So not only are we here insuring people, but we're also supporting little league teams and graduation after parties and all of those type of things to help the community and support our local businesses. So it's really intricate operation that, again, family tradition, family values, and really here when they need the most.
Next year, I guess, will be your 60th year in existence, right?
You are so right. We are so proud of that, and we have big plans for celebration. The company's already working on a big celebration at Water's Edge in Westbrook, Connecticut, where we're going to celebrate the fact that not only have we been here over the test of the time, but we're really committed, again, to the economic community, or economic development of Connecticut, and supporting the families that work for us. So we've been named top workplace for years in a row, and we continue to support the families that work for us.
So all your clientele is within Connecticut, right? Not just Fairfield County, but all around the state, right?
Well, we have seven locations in Connecticut. We have one in Rhode Island, and then we moved to Nashville, Tennessee, and people think, how did you get to Nashville, Tennessee? We actually had an employee, again, going back to our top workplace, an employee who wanted to return home to his roots with his newborn children. And so the company said, let's invest in you, and let's look at Nashville. And we opened a location there just so he could return home and raise his family the way he wanted to. So that's why we're in Nashville, Tennessee.
You're broadening your scope beyond the immediate borders here, right?
That is correct. We're also endorsed by the PGA of America. So if you have a golf course, things to that effect, we do everything from golf course insurance, and we just have an extensive book, and we have 30 carriers that are A-plus carriers. So that means the best of the best in the industry. So we do that in the way to make sure that we provide our clients with the very best so that there is no loopholes if they have a claim or they need something if the inevitable happens.
Anybody wants more information about Bouvier Insurance, where can they get in touch with you?
We have a great website at beinsurance.com, or they can call 800-357-2000, again, beinsurance.com, and we also have a Facebook page.
Great. Suzanne Gendron, Bouvier Insurance, seven locations in Connecticut, including Stamford. Thanks for joining us. Sounds like you had a great time. We sure did.
We did. Thank you so much for having us.
Suzanne Gendron, ladies and gentlemen, with Bouvier Insurance. Again, seven locations throughout Connecticut, including Stamford. Again, this is Westchester Talk Radio. We are broadcasting live here from the J House in Greenwich for the 2018 edition of the Greenwich and Stamford B2B networking event. It all started in June of last year, and I think it's going to get bigger and bigger every year. And again, as Maddie LeCave, Mixmaster Matt, just said, coming in October, Fairfield County Talk Radio, we're really looking forward to that. This is Jim Cleefield. We're going to take a short break and be back with more of the festivities right after this.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, But who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We've been broadcasting live on a very festive evening. Despite all the heavy rain, the humidity, they came out in droves tonight here at the J House in Greenwich for this 2018 edition of Greenwich and Stanford B&B networking event. And we just had a wonderful time. Laura, my dear friend, what a night this was.
It was an absolute party. Honest to goodness, the First Bank of Greenwich, you know, was really who put it on. And it's a business-to-business, B2B networking event. But wow, what a party. Four bands, not including the marching band, that joined in with the R&B band. I mean, such a great atmosphere and amazing food, beautiful vendors. Honestly, this is the most fun I've had in a long time. Exactly like you said, despite the weather, almost 2,000 people here tonight, Jim.
Well, it's just going to get bigger and bigger every year, Laura. I mean, it's only the second year they've done it. Ladies and gentlemen, they started this in June of 2017, and it was pretty big last year. Now it's the second year, so there's no doubt this is going to be a happening each and every year here in Greenwich.
I heard that the First Bank of Greenwich is truly a special, a unique place. The way they do business with banking is so different from the large, huge institutions. It's really boutique in terms of personal service and the way they take care of people and the things they get done for people that big banks just wouldn't do for regular folks. And they're just being celebrated tonight, and rightly so.
And as far as the J House, you mentioned the word boutique. Very apropos, Laura, because this is a boutique hotel, and it caters to the distinctive traveler, if you will. The three C's they talk about that really make it stand apart. Comfort, convenience, connectivity. We talked about that at the top of the show. And it's just really a wonderful place. I'd recommend coming here to anybody.
I would add cool to the make it four C's.
You got it, sis. Four C's. Cool. So they, you heard it right here. Well, Laura, it's been a pleasure, my dear friend, and look forward to seeing you again real, real soon.
Always great to be here with you and Matt Kyan, our producer, and Andrew Castellano of Shark Creative. It's always a party, right?
Each and every time. Thank you, my dear.
Thank
Love you.
You.
We'll see you soon. Laura Smith, ladies and gentlemen, my co-host, and of course the mix master, Maddie the K, Matt Kaner, engineer. And again, tell us what's coming up in October.
Jim, in October, Fairfield County Talk Radio is going to be premiering here at Shark Creative. So we're very excited about that.
Stay tuned for that, ladies and gentlemen. Again, October, Fairfield County Talk Radio, coming to a radio near you. This has been Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live tonight from the J House in Greenwich for the 2018 Greenwich and Stanford B2B networking event. And just a reminder, we have been produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Reverso Associates, Facelifts Painting, and the White Plains YMCA. And please don't forget to download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. You can like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and please follow us on Instagram. You can find us there at Shark Creative. On behalf of my entire team, Laura Smith, Maddie the K, Matt Kahan, Andrew Castellano, CEO of Shark Media, Shark Creative, and everybody here at the J House, and all the people that talked with us tonight, thanks so much. And to you at home, our audience, we couldn't do it without you. This is Jim Cleefield speaking. We'll see you next time.
Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others, too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Shark Creative.